Let's go to public transport. We'll stay on the budget. The public transport campaign is, well, they're giving the government's budget just 3.5 out of 10, with the 2-month extension of half price fares and a permanent cut for community card holders doing little to sweeten the deal for many in the sector. Neva Chittick reports.
Climate change is a key focus for this year's budget, and as one of the country's biggest sources of emissions, transport is getting plenty of attention.
It is no longer good enough just to talk the talk on climate action. At Budget 2022, we walk the walk, or take public transport or another sustainable mode of transport. A dead joke for Minister Shaw.
Grant Robertson poking fun at the climate change minister in his Budget Day speech. But John Reeves from the Public Transport Users Association says Mr Robertson's short extension of half-price fares for buses, trains and some ferries is no laughing matter.
Sadly, for most users, it's only going to be for 2 more months, which is pretty underwhelming, really, because we need to make a massive dent into emissions, obviously, as announced the other day, but also we just need to get people out of their private vehicles.
First Union, which represents bus drivers across the country, wants to go a step further, calling for free public transport. General Secretary Dennis Mager says that's what's really needed to wean people off relying on their car. Where the $61 million announced for bus drivers will be spent is also a complete mystery.
We haven't seen any blueprint yet how the $61 million will be spent. We're going to be disappointed if a large portion of this will not be actually spent to improve the wage condition and terms and conditions of many bus drivers in the industry.
He says more safety training for drivers is desperately needed.
Health and safety is a big concern for a lot of bus drivers. You've seen in the past about assault, verbal abuse and pressure to them. I think these are things that for a long time haven't been addressed.
Rail has got a big injection of cash, including almost $350 million to buy locomotives and freight wagons. But Darren Ponter from the Wellington Regional Council says a key rail project is missing.
One of the things that we have missed out on in this budget is explicit money on new hybrid trains for the Lower North Island, a massive project that we're funded to prepare a business case for by the government.
Mr Ponta says timing of investment in the project is crucial.
We are looking for more money in order that we can purchase hybrid trains, battery electric trains. The last thing we want as a region is to be purchasing diesel rolling stock because that rolling stock will be with us for the next 50 years.
As for right now, John Reeves says the $40 million to decarbonise buses is great, but the government should have a different climate change priority when it comes to public transport.
At the end of the day, we just actually have to get more people out of their private vehicles and into public transport, whether it's a bus that runs on Euro 5 diesel or it's an electric bus. Either one, you know, it doesn't really matter. The main thing is we need to move people out of all their single occupancy vehicles where we can.
The Climate Commission says transport emissions must be cut by 13% by 2030 in order to meet the country's reduction targets.